at a certain point, we realize that all the problems that we have nothing to do with anybody else. Their source is in consciousness. Their source is in our own thoughts and in the emotions associated with those thoughts. So then we might think, well, the reason things look like such a mess around me is because there's something wrong with me. There's something lacking in me. There's something I got to get that I don't have. And that becomes another useless journey, and we can run around all over the place trying to get something we don't think that we have. The truth is, we have everything. Everything. There's nothing missing. What crucifies us, what creates the self-crucifixion, is our egoic insistence. And when I say that, what I mean is what that part of us that is driven by fear. The part of us that is driven by fear wants things to be different than the way they are. And we'll try to manipulate and control and structure things so they're different than the way they are. And that's what begins that process of self-crucifixion. And the more insecure that we are, the more we try to manipulate and control. So it's a vicious cycle. So when you have accepted the fact that you are on a spiritual journey and that this is about you and it's not about anybody else, then you are sitting face to face with your own suffering. Period. You are looking at the contents of your own consciousness, and you know it has nothing to do with anybody else. And when you see that part of you come up that wants to make it be about someone else and wants to project it out there, if you're following a spiritual path like the one that we're working with here, you grab that projection and you bring it back in. And you look at it and you say, this is not about you, it's about me. What fear do I have that's coming up that makes me want to make this about you? I want me to blame my suffering on you or anybody else. So when you're face to face with your own suffering, that's about as intense as you can get. There isn't anything more intense than that. Where are you going to go? How are you going to escape? There's nowhere to go. There's no one else to be with. So there you are. But that is the place where we make the biggest transformation. Because then we start asking the most profound questions like, am I loving myself right now? Am I holding my experience in a compassionate way? Am I showing up for myself in this moment? Am I showing up for what life is asking from me in this moment? Or am I resisting what's there? Am I trying to fix it? Am I trying to change it? Am I trying to make it fit my pictures of reality?